unless you're in control of the keys to the wallet that hold your crypto, you are not in control of the wallet. So I hope that's illuminating for people because it's super important.
Yeah.
So once you're...
We should all just keep our crypto under the mattress.
That's what a lot of people do. That's what a lot of people do. See?
I think it's the safest.
Very safe.
Old-fashioned way.
Exactly.
Hello, welcome back to Shit They Don't Tell You. I'm Nikki Limo.
Hello, what's up? And I am the Crypto King, indeed.
Mark, sorry we don't have a main camera. Our camera decided it hates us.
It was being mechanically incompatible with the show today.
It had PMS.
Yes.
No, that's sexist. Camera's a guy. It's just being a dick.
It was being a bitch.
It's being a cunt.
That's more like it. Yeah.
Anyway, what are we talking about today?
Okay, so listen. No, we're not talking about decentralized autonomous organizations. I was going to talk about it.
Ah, shit. That was what I wanted to hear about.
I know, but there's
I was getting so pumped for decentralized autonomous over there.
Okay, I understand that you don't know what it is and you find it very boring. But
I don't.
It's actually to be an incredible topic.
I don't. When I'm allowed I don't think it's boring.
Thank you.
I think that it things that make me feel dumb, like make me fall asleep.
Fantastic.
But I don't think it's boring.
It's not about being smarter than anybody, but
yeah.
But yeah, we'll get to DAOs soon, I promise you. But in the meantime, something that came up recently, it's actually been, it's always on my mind, right, is security.
Me? My ass?
Well, your ass, yes. But security, crypto security, like making sure that the moves that you're making are not going to get you wrecked later, but because you left yourself open to an attack from somebody.
Yeah.
And by all means, I don't know everything about, you know, there's so many vectors of attack. I mean, I have a personal friend who is dealing with, I mean, he's got a lot of fucking crypto money and he's dealing with a level of crypto attacks that I have never even heard of. And half the time that he talks about it to me, I'm like, that sounds like total bullshit, but he's not the type.
Yeah.
And you know who I'm talking about. So,
yes, I know. Absolutely know.
Yeah. So it's just crazy when you're that targeted.
Yeah.
How much, how personal it gets with the hackers involved and how cutthroat it is.
Yeah.
So, fortunately, you're probably not going to be in that situation. We're talking about somebody who's worth quite a bit. And you know, if you're just getting into crypto or you just got into crypto, you know, you're going to be a much smaller fish.
You're Gucci.
Yeah, you're Gucci, as they say. Thank you.
As they say.
Nice. So yeah, so the first thing that I want to talk about, right, when it comes to securing yourself on the blockchain, you know, there's always going to be the mainstays, right? You got your centralized exchanges, you have your Coinbase,
mm-hmm.
you have your Gemini, you have your like Binance and, you know, all that stuff, KuCoin.
Pancake Sushi?
No, those are decentralized exchanges, so those are going to be a different, so these are centralized exchanges, right? Huh? Mm-hmm. So stay with me, dear.
Okay.
Okay, sweetie?
I want sushi.
I know you. So a centralized exchange, the biggest problem with that, right, is that if you're on a centralized exchange like Coinbase, all of your coins are in one spot, number one. Number two, the concern that I always have with that is if somebody is able to get access to your account, and you're not aware of it, you could have your coins stolen from you. There's really not much you can do about it other than watch it happen because, and I know that scares a lot of people, but you should be scared. That's why you should take the steps to secure your account with not SMS verification. That's what a lot of people do because it's less of a pain in the ass when you're setting it up.
Yeah.
You should get a Google Authenticator. Okay. So two-factor authentication is like, you know, if you want to use your account, well, you have to go into like Google Authenticator or Authy or whatever authenticator you're using. And they generate a code, and the code's being randomly generated like every minute or 45 seconds. And so it's really difficult, obviously, for a hacker to spoof that. And so, but there are ways to do it, which I'm going to get to. But that just gives you a better layer of security than just like, hey, if I ever access my account, make sure that you text me and confirm that I'm accessing my account so that I can say, yep, it's me. We're all good here.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because when you set up an account, you use an email.
Yeah. Okay.
And they usually tie your phone account to it so that you can get text messages from yourself or from the company when you're going to access the site.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so that's layer one, right? You got the two-factor authentication. Is that something I consider good enough? No, I do not. Okay, number one, if you're not setting up your account with an email that you don't use for anything else, mm-hmm. that is a very stupid thing, okay? Like, you have to generate an email that you don't have attached to anything. It's not attached to your fucking Domino's account or, like, your Netflix account or anything else.
Mm.
So there's nothing that people on the dark web can buy, because what they do is they buy these things in batches. So they buy, like, a bunch of accounts. And then really all they do is just, it's like a lottery ticket.
Yeah.
They just keep on checking them to see if they can make it line up with something else. And then if they can get it to like your Yahoo email or something that's considered lower security.
Yeah, dude, someone's been trying to hack into my Yahoo email for like the past 5 years. Like every-
It's me, I wanna read about all your, I wanna read all your messages.
I haven't even gotten it. I don't even know the password of that email.
I know, that's where you keep all your secret boyfriends at.
Just my secret ones.
See, I knew it.
Well, anyway, like every like 2 weeks I get a message that pops up like, verify that it's you.
Yeah. Yahoo's kind of a mess.
I don't know.
But so that's kind of one of the things that they count on, right? Is like, you're going to sign up at a lot of places. You're probably going to use the same email.
Yeah.
So it's more convenient for you. Well, guess what? Now you just made yourself more vulnerable because, you know, unfortunately also a lot of people use the same passwords, like across multiple accounts, which is a huge no-no. You should not be doing that.
I like the Chrome extension one that picks one for you.
Yeah. Okay. That's cool.
Yeah.
It's
like a crazy, like long ass, like password with a bunch of different random characters and letters.
Yeah. So that's good.
Yeah.
Because it's, you know, it's more random. And if you know anything about human beings and the way that our brains work.
Yeah.
We're actually very bad.
At picking passwords.
And at randomness.
Yeah.
We're actually horrible at randomness. Like,
yeah, we don't like randomness.
We're not good at just randomly. You want to, like, if I wanted to ask you, like, hey, Nikki, generate a bunch of numbers for me right now, you'd probably 17. Have some kind of personal connection to that. Like a lot of times out of 10, right? So that's part of the problem with the way that people come up with passwords and all that kind of shit. Is you just already made it easier.
Well, the problem is that whenever I do a password that's random, I can't remember it.
Exactly.
So then I end up having to reset my password like every 2 days.
And this happens to a lot of people, right?
Sucks.
So then they go with something more easy.
Yeah.
And you just make yourself more open.
Yeah. So it's like, do you get vulnerable or do you lock yourself out of your own accounts?
Yeah. So, you know, one thing that I always recommend to people is they get a crypto hardware wallet. Now, you know, there's a lot of them out there. There's only one, in my opinion, that has never been hacked as far as the firmware being hacked, right? It's called Ledger Nano S, right? So Ledger Nano S or Ledger Nano X, there's a couple different variations on it. Basically, a Nano S is going to let you secure your coins on the blockchain. So you're not putting your crypto on something like Coinbase, which is a centralized place to put your coins. Mm-hmm. You're actually storing your coins on the blockchain itself, secured cryptographically, which cannot be broken. The only thing that can break it is if you enter in your 20 whatever word private key into a website, because you're basically giving them control of your wallet. So and this just happened, I know somebody who just happened to, right, where they were excited about buying an NFT and they logged in, they got into some Discord group and somebody sent them a link, and then, you know, your wallet needs to get access so that you can transact on this blockchain, right? Well, they did a huge no-no in crypto, which you should also never do, is enter your private key on some website. You don't ever fucking do that, because you're handing over your wallet.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. And so if you don't have a device like a Ledger, which what the Ledger does, right, which is super clever, these guys in like France came up with it, but you basically enter your private key into it, right? Mm-hmm. That's what generates your wallet. So when you generate your wallet, you get the private key. That's your private key. Now you put it somewhere safe. And then anytime that you're interacting with a site, well, once you put in your PIN into the Ledger, it's not giving the site your seed phrase at any point. It's just saying, hey, this is the legitimate wallet and we're good here, mm-hmm. right? So it doesn't actually put it in, so that you're less vulnerable on these websites that you go to.
That's cool.
Yeah, so it's been great. Like, I've used them for fucking years. I love that product. I mean, I have like fucking 10 of them. So I recommend it, right? I recommend that one personally, but some people like Trezor. I don't really know anyone who still does, but some people do. And there's a couple of them. So that's your hardware wallet, right? So, so let's just bring it back to simple.
Hardware wallet.
Hardware wallet is going to give you an extra layer of security on the blockchain.
I'd like to just organize this topic for people like me who maybe get like confused when we start talking about crypto.
Yeah.
Okay, so the topic is cryptocurrency security.
Yes.
One of the ways you could keep your thing secured is this hardware wallet.
Yes.
And it's the Ledger Nano X or S.
Yes.
Okay. Or Trezor.
Or Trezor.
Those are both hardware wallets where you enter your key into that and then it generates something that says, hey, this is authentic.
Yes.
Okay.
Hey, this is the wallet owner.
Yeah.
Right. So just in the simplest terms, right?
Yes.
Okay. So then you know, something that's been happening a lot lately that, you know, I do want to scare people about because it's something that you got to be very aware of is there's this thing called SIM card hacking, okay? And, or SIM swapping, right? And with this, you know, they target people who, you know, it's like you know, once again, you know, usually there's some dark web stuff involved as far as like, there's this great podcast I was just listening to. It's called like Dark Web something. I can't remember off the top of my head. But he basically breaks down a lot of this stuff like with an actual like dark web hacker who was black hat. He's now turned white hat. He doesn't like all the hacker community stuff anymore. Black hat hacker is like a bad hacker. White hat hacker is like a hacker who's doing it for good to try to save the people who are getting hacked. So basically this is the community of hackers out there is like a big group of kids.
Yeah.
Like, which I
don't, that's what scares me.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of people know that. It's like kids. It's like kids.
South Park
like,
did a whole episode on it.
Yeah, but right.
Yeah.
So that's great. It's getting out there.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like kids. I mean,
this was like 15 years
their
ago.
Their parents are making dinner and they're hacking some shit.
Yeah.
And then like their mom and dad are like, hey, come for dinner. And they're like, I can't right now. Like, and they're like
hacking people's shit.
But not just hacking people's shit. They're like going into a T-Mobile store. And they're stealing the manager's tablet and they're running out of the store so that they can do a quick SIM swap using the manager's tablet because the manager is authorized to change your phone number over or to port your phone line over to a new phone. So they steal the manager's tablet, bring it outside, and then they port your phone line over to another phone. And then they have already cloned basically the way that you can get into your Coinbase account. So that when they log into your Coinbase account, the SMS goes to their phone and says, is this you? And you say, yes, it is, because it's their phone now and it's their account now because they confirm it. And you just sit there and watch your shit get stolen. And there's nothing you can do.
Whoa.
Nothing you can do. So, yeah, that's something that, you know, we had somebody that we know go through this and they were very scared what was going on, like live in person, like they were dealing with this, right? Mm-hmm. And they're like, what the fuck am I going to do and all this stuff? And basically, we found out that you can call Coinbase and you can tell them that your friend's account's getting fucking SIM swapped and they'll freeze your account, even if they don't know who the fuck you are, which is another reason why. Look, if you don't hold the keys to your crypto, it's not your crypto, right? So if Nikki could just call Coinbase and say, you know, my little brother's account's getting hacked, then her little brother's account's frozen. And they don't even know that it's your brother. Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
So that's a vulnerability that I've seen personally.
What the fuck?
That exists, yeah. So, and because this stuff happens so much, I guarantee it's just Coinbase covering their fucking ass because they deal with lawsuits and all kinds of stuff. So I get it from their corporate angle, but you just got to realize, guys, that if you're not in control of the wallet, so like when you're on Coinbase, you're not really in control of it insofar as like, say that the FBI like stormed Coinbase and they freeze everything. You can't get your shit out. It's not yours. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Because you're not in control of the keys to the wallet that hold your crypto. Unless you're in control of the keys to the wallet that hold your crypto, you are not in control of the wallet. So I hope that's illuminating for people because it's super important.
Yeah.
So yeah, so once you're
we should all just keep our crypto under the mattress.
That's what a lot of people do. See?
I think it's the safest.
Very safe.
Old fashioned way.
Exactly. So that's another thing, right? Is like, you know, when it comes to the SIM swapping situation, okay, you just got your phone swapped out, right? Well, now you call Coinbase and you say, hey, my account is getting fucked with. And they say, well, who are you? Because your phone number is no longer associated with your account because they swapped it out. So now you're calling them and you're going, hey, this is me. And they're like, they won't even talk to you.
Can't you hold up your ID and like,
well, eventually, right? But while it's happening in the moment, you got to like escalate. You got to hope that, first of all, it's not a weekend or like, you know, some off hours situation. So yeah, it's just, there's just a lot going on there, right? So another thing that you can do to protect yourself, which I think you absolutely need to do if you have any crypto at all. If you have any crypto at all, by the way, that's you know, more than $100 and you don't have a hardware wallet, like what the fuck are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
But the next thing that you need to do is to make sure that all of your passwords are not the same if it's associated with your crypto. Like if it's associated with crypto, you'd use a completely unique password, okay? Like something that has nothing to do with anything else. And you just make sure that you know what the fuck that is, but you got to use something that has nothing to do with anything else. The next thing that you need to do is if you have like a, whatever your email account is, right? Gmail, whatever the fuck, right? You need to make it so that your password is so fucking hard that you can't even barely remember it.
That's how all my passwords are.
You're good.
I can't, that's why I need the Chrome extension because it stores it in a key on the extension. So I can only like access most of my shit from like my own computer.
That makes sense.
Cause yeah, the extension.
Something that I did years ago that I also think is good to do, but you're still vulnerable, unfortunately, is I called T-Mobile. You remember when I did this? I called T-Mobile and I was like, hey, you need to make sure that I cannot port my phone line even if I want to.
Mm.
Even if I, you're like, hey, you're verified, Mr. Green. I'm like, I cannot port my phone line even if I want to.
I don't remember this, but I believe you.
Yeah, I did this in like 2018. And
that's smart.
Yeah, and well, I was just reading about all this stuff like in the Ethereum community about people getting SIM swapped back then.
Yeah.
So, and nobody had even gone to jail for it yet. So that took 2 years after that for the first person, whoa, to go to jail for that shit. It was just so new. It was like exploding on the scene and everyone's freaking the fuck out. I remember that's when I was getting hardware wallets and all kinds of shit. I remember I couldn't even fucking sleep for a couple of nights because until I got my ledger, which back then they were back order like crazy.
Oh, I remember this era of
time. Oh my God.
Yeah, I do remember this era.
Yeah, when I had six figures in crypto and I was no longer eligible for FDIC insurance.
Yeah.
And then I was like, dude, if I get hacked, Coinbase is basically saying, you're not FDIC insured if your shit gets hacked, like to a certain extent.
Over 250 grand.
Well, over 250 grand. But also if we determine that you were too vulnerable, you know, you might be dicked anyway. So yeah, I was, oh man. Yeah, that was a brutal time. And then, you know, when I got it, I could sleep much easier, obviously. But still knowing about like all these, like there's just so much more going on now even,
yeah,
than was going on then. But the next thing that I recommend everybody do, right? You just told them not to ever port your phone line, right? Do not port my phone line. No matter what I say, don't port my phone. Well, then you need to call them. And you need to call them
and try to
a bunch of times. Yep, try to port your phone.
Huh.
Yep, try it all week long. Huh. I must have called them 12 times.
Nice.
Yeah, just, hey, can I port my phone line? And then, you know, first time, no. Second time, no. Third time, no. Fourth time, hang on a second. Okay, cool. Can I get your your security question?
No.
And I'm like, you're supposed to not fucking port my shit. So that's what I'm saying. It's like, you don't know if you're going to get an employee who's fucking around.
Oh, no.
Like, I don't
know.
Yeah,
I mean, that's just like entry-level employees.
But that's like a vulnerability.
Yeah, totally.
So now you could lose all your crypto because there's this one guy fucking off.
Damn.
Exactly. You just don't know. So
then did you keep calling after that
guy? After that? Yeah, fuck yeah. Well, No, actually, I took an extra precaution after that.
A what?
I took an extra precaution after
that. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I just...
Sounded like you said I took a duck stripper caution.
I took a duck stripper out to, yeah, to the caution.
I didn't even know they stripped.
To the caution. That's a great club. No, I just made sure that, you know... Well, basically, there's a thing called Coinbase Vault now,
mm-hmm.
which they didn't have back then. But basically, like, you, if you put your shit in the Coinbase Vault, it takes at least 48 to 72 hours to even get your shit out. So at least if shit's going on, you actually can, you have time
mm-hmm.
to stop shit from happening. But, you know, back then I was like, all right, cool. I don't trust Coinbase anymore. Deuces.
Yeah.
So I got off the Coinbase after that because I couldn't trust my team. I couldn't trust the phone company. Not even with T-Mobile anymore. But that's what I'm saying. Like, that's where, you know, because of that, I was like, yep, we'll change our phones and all this other shit because it's not worth it. But yeah, so those are the first couple things, right, that I want everyone to do to make sure that you're safe, like with your crypto accounts. The next one is maybe just I'm being a little paranoid. But I really do believe in like what Nikki talks about with having a Google Chrome extension.
Oh, yeah.
Has all your passwords saved. Well, there are actually physical devices that exist now where you can get a physical device that stores your passwords on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're never actually even using a Chrome extension that saves your shit. Because if somebody hacked your Chrome account, for example, that could be a vulnerability.
But then if someone got your hardware device.
Well, right. But at least it's physical. So nobody's going to get it like in the middle of the night while you're sleeping. Like if somebody's in Singapore while I'm asleep
uh-huh.
and they're accessing my Coinbase shit and they're swapping all my shit over and I don't even know because I'm getting alerts when I'm asleep. At least it's physically with me.
I see.
So I feel more safe than maybe if my shit was stored like on the internet essentially,
mm-hmm.
which can be hacked at any time.
Yeah.
I could be on a fucking plane. Like, you just don't know.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you're extra precautious, there are tips and there are cool little things like that.
What I think is easier for me than remembering passwords is just, yeah, having a bunch of different emails. I just have so many different emails. And so, like, they're each for designated things.
That's
like,
great.
Just for one function things. So that I don't have to remember a bunch of different passwords. I just remember a bunch of different emails.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, there's another thing going around right now, right? Where if you, well, next thing I want to make sure everybody knows about is, and I already touched on this a little bit, but you have to be careful about this. Like if you're interacting with a site, right? Like let's say that you're excited about a new project
mm-hmm.
and you type it into Google. You're like, oh, cool. This is the project, right? Well, the first result, if somebody pays for it, is going to be a Google ad result, which you see all the time, yeah. right? When you're Googling anything. So it's mm-hmm. very normal for yep. everyone to see. And I think that our generation is better trained to spot what the ad is and what it's not. And mm-hmm. we just like honestly skip right past mm-hmm. it. But there are a lot of people who don't necessarily, or because it's newer, they're hyper-focused maybe, and they're excited maybe, and they click on it and they don't know it, but they've just pulled up a spoof site. And now when they put their information in, they're just handing over their accounts.
Dang.
So, you know, when I say that crypto is early, this is the kind of, you know, downside that we're talking about, right? It's not all roses and wine, right? Like it's definitely early and there are, it's the Wild West in a lot of ways. It's much better than it was when I got in, but mm-hmm. like much better. But yeah, it's still scary out there. So you got to make sure that you're not clicking on an ad spoof site. Like a Google ad supported spoof site, right? Mm-hmm. Because that's how we're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars get lost a day just to that.
Holy moly.
So, and hacking is a multi-billion dollar industry now in crypto. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and hacking, you know, in traditional finance is a multi-billion dollar industry too. So it's just part of when I say your financial system is being replicated on the blockchain, this is exactly what I'm talking about, the good and the bad. You know, it's just there's so many more vulnerabilities right now because user error can be, you know, because you're so much freer to use all these different things, you're also freer to fuck up.
Right.
So you got to be careful. You got to be careful. So yeah, I highly recommend if you're associated with any kind of project, you go on Twitter, you find the official team that's doing this, like whether it's, you know, hopefully they're blue checkmarked. They're not always, right? So they're not always verified because there's a lot of new projects. And so that just isn't.
Plus, you have to be really, really cool to have a blue checkmark.
You have to be cool as fuck. Let's be real.
Let's just be honest.
Or let's be honest. Maybe you wrote one article for some publication and now you're blue checkmarked.
Nah. Got to be cool as fuck.
Yeah, that too. You got to be cool as fuck. And yeah, so if you want to find a, you know, an official looking place or an official, you know, source, there's a lot of Medium places. That's the place I go to a lot is Medium. And Medium's is great. Like, I mean, community, it's not just for crypto, but you can like write blogs basically. And a lot of crypto teams go there to like update a lot of the supporters and a lot of the followers. So that's a good place to find like maybe the official channel.
Medium. Right?
Medium.
I thought you were saying you go to a Medium.
I go to a spiritual psychic medium. Yeah. Yeah. And I ask her to show me the way. Yeah. I have her pull my tarot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's sick.
Yeah. So
it's a good security.
It is, right? So yeah, make sure you double and triple check that because, you know, one false move, you really can wreck yourself.
Yeah.
And we're going to get into more things about that when we come back.
When we come back.
So we'll be right back.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Hey, thanks for listening to our podcast. We just want to take a break to tell you to, like, thanks for listening to our podcast. And if you want to rate it, that would be really awesome for us.
Like, listen, we're on break. We're not talking to you like podcast hosts right now. We're just talking to you like people.
As a friend.
And we just want to say, please rate the show because it helps out huge amounts.
Like, we're not desperate. We're, like, kind of desperate.
We're giving shout outs right now to all the people who are giving it ratings. So huge shout out right now to Brian Jorgensen. That was sick of you, dude. Thank you. God bless. Huge shout out right now to Mark W in Springfield, Connecticut.
Back to our podcast.
Jenny Blake.
Hey, back to our podcast.
In Tuscany,
and
Florida.
Back to our podcast.
God bless you. Thank you.
Steven.
Thank you for supporting the show.
Hello, welcome back. Hope you are taking a nice little break from your best fiends. And we're going to continue the show now.
Or you can keep playing Best Fiends and just listen.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's a good thing to listen to while you're playing that game.
Okay, so another thing that I want people to be very aware of when it comes to your crypto holdings, right? If you are newer to the game, you're probably good just with the steps that I've described so far. If you have maybe done better, which we have some people in the Crypto Corner who've done very, very well. Oh, by the way, yeah, Crypto Corner did, right? So on me and Nikki's Patreon.
Oh, yeah. If you go to our Patreon, patreon.com/sticky, S-T-I-K-K-I. We do a lot of things on our Patreon, but one of the things we do is Crypto Corner, which is Steve's live stream that he does every single week. And it's like hours and hours long. Yep. And he answers everybody's possible question they could possibly want.
It's like every Tuesday night at, we do it around 7 o'clock PM.
And there's a huge community too that helps answer people's questions, it's which is really cool. I really like that.
7 PM PST is usually when I do it on Tuesday nights in America time. So there you go. So
we also do live streams like together once a month, and we do extra episodes of Shit They Don't Tell You, and we do poker tournaments, all kinds of stuff. Yeah, there's a Discord community that's really
Discord
awesome.
Community is the best of all time.
Yeah.
Okay, so getting back to blockchain security, I know for some this is not for them. It's okay, but hopefully, you really do heed these warnings, and I'm not you know, an OPSEC security guy. I am merely just trying to give good tips that I've seen from other people around the community that have helped me personally.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, something else like, you know, if you've done very well at this stuff, you should really break up your holdings, right? Like into different wallets. Like having all your stuff in one spot can be a huge mistake, right?
Yeah.
So because if you do have the bad day where somebody does get your shit, or like, somebody does find a vulnerability in one of your wallets. They didn't find one in all of your wallets, right? That's the hope. So you're not going down in one ship. You know, hopefully you have a bunch of different places that it's more decentralized, if you will. Little blockchain joke. Okay, so next thing that I'm always very afraid of is called MetaMask.
Oh, you're afraid of it?
Oh yeah.
You use it all the time.
Yeah, I use it and then I get in and I get out.
Oh, okay.
So MetaMask is a wallet, right? That, you know, it's basically what Nikki was talking about earlier, where it's like an extension and it interacts with the blockchain. It's very handy. And it's very like convenient. I gotta say it's pretty easy to use and stuff. Maybe not if you're like super new, but it's great, right?
Mm-hmm.
However, there is a huge problem with MetaMask, which can leave you vulnerable, which is that if you are doing what the method that I outlined earlier, so basically your MetaMask account is a wallet. Okay, so when you set it up, it's your own Ethereum or whatever wallet on the blockchain, okay? And so you have the seed phrase, you have the passwords to it, right? The key to it. Well, the problem with that is if you interact with the wrong website, they can hijack your MetaMask wallet and drain your account.
Oh no.
And just in one move.
What?
Yes, because it's all in one spot and your seed phrase is it's not that your seed phrase is being interacted with, it's that you are agreeing to allow this site to interact with your wallet and that site is cleaning your account out. So you have to be very wary of the sites that you approve transactions with, because you can get wrecked. So that's another vulnerability. It happened to a buddy of mine. You know, when we talk about scooping the bear lows, which we always do in Crypto Corner, that's really when you want to talk about becoming a millionaire. When you're buying the bear market when everyone else is not interested, man, the gains are crazy.
When everyone else is like making fun of people that
they're all laughing.
Do crypto. Yeah.
Like half of my family was and all that shit. Right, oh my God. But those people are the first people now who are like, damn it, I should have been buying back then, right?
Yeah, so, of course.
So that's just what always happens. It happens
no, but the, and then when the, but the, when the bear market happens again, they're going to be like, see, I'm so glad I did it.
It's the best.
It's great.
So I had a buddy who was buying the bear lows with us, and he's in like this group that I'm in, and Scoopa, we all call it Whale Chat. I love these boys. They're like brothers to me. I've talked about them a couple times. And we all went through the bear together. It was really rough. Because I think we're the only people who actually knew crypto is still alive, but no matter if you, where you brought it up, it was like bringing up a religion that was outlawed.
Right.
So this guy was scooping, doing the, being such a good boy and all that stuff. And then just one day, he wakes up and he had like $250,000 in his MetaMask wallet. And it's kaput. It was all drained out, gone.
What?
Yeah, because I guess the day prior to that, he was interacting with the website and just thought it was normal. And he thought it was the official site and all that kind of stuff. And then, you know, he goes to bed, wakes up, zero.
What?
Yeah. There's
Imagine losing $250,000 like that.
He was not the same. I mean, he's not been the same since then. And
absolutely.
And I don't blame him.
It's traumatizing, especially if you're not from like wealth where like, you know, if you had to build that.
He built it. I mean, he was like us. We were
exactly
small amounts, like 8 to 10,000, like, and then growing it over time, man. Oh, and the worst thing about it is the timing. So it happened just like, because we all knew the bull was back, but the market didn't agree for like 10 months.
Yeah.
So we were all like, this is great. We can keep scooping. But then as soon as we were like, the market's starting to wake up and agree and we're about to explode, he got wrecked. So like it just sets him back. It sets back the clock.
Because he was doing all the collecting. It's like if you were a farmer planting all these seeds and then it's harvest time. It's
exactly
like
that.
And a rabbit came and destroyed all your crops.
And then because you know how the seasons work and how it affects the crops, you know it's going to take you a certain amount of time.
5 more years.
Because it's not up to you.
Yeah.
Because we're, you know, believe it or not, I know I call myself Crypto King and stuff. And it's all very funny to me and tongue in cheek. But we have to humble ourselves in the face of the market. The market is definitely smarter than you.
Yeah. Right?
The market's better than you. It's smarter than you. The market will beat you up and it will prove to you that it's smarter than you and better than you. So you have to be very humble in the face of the market. That's something that might surprise people who don't watch Crypto Corner, is I'm actually extremely humble when it comes to the market.
Some people are God-fearing. Some people are market-fearing.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am definitely both.
Mm-hmm.
So
are you wife fearing?
Oh my God, the most. I told a woman tonight, not to get off track, but I told a woman tonight I was getting a Guinness for our live stream tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, it was getting Jameson.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, honey, you don't want that. You want this, whatever the hell. And I'm like, my wife says I have to get it. So there's nothing I can do.
Oh, yeah. If you came home with something else, I'd be pissed. Well,
first of all, you'd think I'm an idiot.
Yeah, I would.
So yeah, this guy gets wrecked for like $250,000 to zero, back to zero. And then all we can do is just say that sucks, man. And that's kind of what happened to our group, because we had like, I want to say like 57 people in there to start with. And we got cut in half.
Damn.
Because
people getting wrecked.
Your brothers at arms get wrecked. And then who wants to hang out there, you know? While other people are crushing it, you're just sitting there starting over. Like, so nobody, I can't blame anybody for that. You know?
Man, that really is rough.
It's rough.
Is one of the things you're going to talk about, because I was thinking about wives and stuff, but because that's a whole racket too. And I think that, like, you know, wives or spouses, not just wives, but husbands too, can do a lot of shit. To fuck your shit up.
Yeah, well, wait, how so? So
because they're like legally entitled to it.
Oh, right. Yeah. I mean, yeah. So I know somebody who's dealing with this. They're going through divorce. Mm-hmm. They just did very, very well off of crypto.
Mm-hmm.
And buying Luna. Good job. maybe I had a little bit to do with that.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, so they're a millionaire now, and then they're going through a divorce, and they're like, holy fuck.
Does their spouse know that they have crypto?
I believe so, because they're worried that they're going to lose a chunk.
Shit.
And they did all the work. Like, they did all the work.
Ooh, that hurts.
Yeah, this is somebody that I met at one of those YouTube things, like, years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And you know her.
Oh, by the way, yeah, it wasn't like a lot of people, when you say stuff like this, they immediately assume it's a gold digging wife that's...
Oh, no. This is the woman doing it.
Yeah.
Oh, she did all the work.
The woman is the one that did the crypto work.
Yeah. She's the one who, like...
That's what I'm saying. It's not just wives. It's also husbands.
But this happens a lot, right? So I'll be somewhere and tell people about crypto. And like, oh, cool. I would love to hear more about it. And then like, let me get your email or your phone number or whatever. And then I don't hear from them.
Yeah.
But this one actually, like, immediately she's like, yo, what's up with this shit?
Yeah.
Like, let's fucking go. But it was all her. Her husband didn't talk to me one time.
Wow.
And then she's a millionaire now, but then like she's maybe going to be a post-tax, not millionaire, because she's got to give a chunk of that to her husband.
Mm.
So it's like, oofy doofies.
Yeeks.
Yeah, we'll see. So that is a vulnerability. Marriage is a vulnerability for sure. Mm-hmm. I know that, dude. That would never happen with us, but.
Yeah, if it did, I'd get some sick checks.
I mean, good job.
Oh my God, I get some sick
good
checks.
Good job.
I'm just kidding.
And then you're like, don't just focus on that. Get his staking rewards too. I know what this son of a bitch has.
Hey, give me a target card now.
You go after his NFTs. I know about his NFTs. You get his fucking dragon egg.
Don't let him give you the regular ass peasant ass dragon egg too. I know he has a rare one. He bought dragon dust, he told me.
So be careful about that, everybody. I also know a guy who got hacked because he was, you know, in one of those Telegram communities.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, so if you're in a Telegram community, one of the big advantages that you get in crypto, in my opinion, is you're around the team. You're around a lot of people who also follow the project. And so there's almost like a group mind going on where you can really get a good idea of what's good about it and what's maybe not so good about it. And you can follow the progress of the team very closely. And so that's really handy, right? I like that stuff. But this guy was invited into a spoofed Telegram group that looked exactly like the Telegram group that he's normally a part of. And it was such a duplicate that they even replicated the names of the moderators.
Oh my
And the profile pictures. So it all looked exactly the fucking same.
What the fuck?
Yeah. And they had this. Now this is your giveaway, right? Like, because what I just described might terrify people and go, why should I ever do this at all? But your giveaway is they're asking for something.
Yeah.
Okay. And what they're asking for, anytime there's a fucking contest in crypto, don't do it. Okay. Just be safe and don't fucking do it.
Okay.
All right. Like, you know, especially if they're like, hey, send crypto to this wallet and we'll send you back double that crypto. That's all bullshit. That's all just complete scam shit. But if it didn't work, they wouldn't do it. So it works on people every day, unfortunately. But please be careful about that shit. So this guy sees like the team talking about how they're doing like a promotional giveaway for this coin because it's like a certain anniversary for it, which it is.
Okay.
And so it all lines up and they're like, hey, if you send like your coins to this wallet, we're going to send you back a fuck ton of coins as like a thank you anniversary. And it seems like it's the actual team because of all of these variables happening.
So
at the
same
time.
Didn't have the other conversation like popping up too, like side by side, like.
No, because these guys were being super active, right? So the more in Telegram, if you have it set up a certain way,
uh-huh.
if you don't have it all like sticky to like tab sticky, every conversation like gets priority by the update. So if like you just talked to, say I talked to my brother, which I talked to him all day.
Yeah.
My convo with him goes to the top.
That's how text messages work too.
Exactly. Yeah. So these guys were being so active that it was keeping their shit all the way at the top the whole time. Mm-hmm. So he's never seen it slide around. He's never seen even the other group.
Oh.
Yeah. Especially because they were doing it like at a certain time where there's less activity, which you can tell. There's even metrics we can see where there's less activity among the group. And so they know when to strike. It's fucking crazy.
Wow.
Right? And they just basically are putting out a big net. They're not targeting my friend. They're targeting a bunch of fucking people.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're trying to pick the net up and see what they got. And so, yeah, they're like, hey, send your crypto here. And so he sent a lot because he was being greedy.
Uh-huh.
And he thought he would get a greedier amount back. And then it was just like, see ya. And then once he realized what was going on, and dude, it's a disaster, right?
Oh my God.
You got the chills, you got the cold sweats.
Don't talk to me.
Oh, dude, it's just a lot of work.
Wow. Oh, man, I feel so bad.
I know. it's just crazy. So there's a, you know, there's a lot of war stories like that where I know a lot of good people who got wrecked at some point because they, you know, don't get greedy, right? Don't fucking do any contests. I really don't believe in doing, I've never done a contest.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe sometimes if a team's like, hey, retweet this, I'm like, sure, I don't give a fuck about that. But I'm not sending anything to any wallet ever, right? That's never going to fucking happen. Now, corners might say, well, Steve, you did the Terror Whales thing, which Terror Whales was this thing where we sent like 3 Luna to this random guy's like private wallet.
I remember this. I was actually going to bring this up just now.
Yeah. And then he actually ended up sending us the NFT for it like weeks later, and it turned out to be worth like 5x. Well, I mean, dude, that the day that it came out, it was worth, they were going for like 80 to 100 Luna each.
Whoa.
And we spent 3 on them.
Wow.
So it was a killer move.
Yeah.
But it was risky.
It was risky.
Because we were all risking 3
Luna. So if you're
going to
do that, just like have an amount that you're okay with
it's
risking.
It's a play money move. Yeah. And you're like, I don't know what the fuck's going to happen here, but whatever. It's 3 loonies and we'll see what happens, right?
Yeah.
And back then, Luna was like, I don't know, $20 each or something. So everyone's like, whatever, $60, who cares? Now, 3 Luna is like $300. So it's just a different, it's a different question we have to ask yourself when you want to measure risk. You always want to measure risk though, always.
Absolutely.
And what's your risk quotient? Like, what are you comfortable with, right?
And that doesn't just go for crypto. That's like with everything, with any investment that you're
personal.
Making. It,
it's personal. So people, 9 times out of 10, they come into Crypto Corner and they're like, okay, Steve, so Luna's like $98 right now. Should I buy it right now? And I'm like, bro, I don't fucking know. It's up to your risk
tolerance.
Yeah. Yeah. Like you, so if are you going to, how much are you going to spend? Is it more than you're willing to lose? And when I say that, people go, well, then Steve thinks it could go to zero. And I'm like, no. I'm just saying if that amount that you put in gets chopped in half, say, but then you need it to pay rent next month, what the fuck did you do?
Right.
Because I don't know when the price is going up or down in the near term. I don't have any fucking idea. I dollar cost average. I buy amazing projects that I think are being undervalued, that I think I have an edge on, that nobody's fucking noticing. And that's what I did with Luna, right? So
this is what I do in poker, too. You find people's breaking points. And so like, let's say I know that someone will call $50 with second pair, but they'll fold if I do anything more than that. Well, then every time I'm bluffing, I just bet more than $50. Fantastic. And every time I want value, I bet less than $50 and they'll give me the money.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, it's great. But that's the same exact thing. Yeah. Where it's like everyone has their personal line of what they want.
It's completely personal. Yeah. I can't answer that for you. Sorry. I can't. It's impossible.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what your personal situation is. So, but you know, and then there's other things too where like, you know, I never risk, like say I want to get into a new coin.
Mm-hmm.
And I always call them play money moves. Unless it's Bitcoin, Ethereum, BNB, which I call the tripod, or, you know, if I want to get a little more adventurous with something like I did with Luna, right? Like it just depends on what my strategy is, okay? But if you're newer, I think Bitcoin, Ethereum, BNB, you just chill in that and you don't have to check in with Steve Green, you just chill, right? With something like Luna, I knew that I was doing a much more aggressive strategy because I knew where I wanted to be like later, but I knew that I had to be on top of it the whole time because it's just riskier. So this is just another thing when it comes to not just security, but also measuring risk for yourself. So you're not exposing yourself or overexposing yourself so that if you make a wrong move into something, you're not in wrecked land. There's still hope for you. You're not sending your fucking stack to a contest.
Wow, man.
Yeah.
You know, I've never been able to understand that, like being able to just,
It's gambling.
But it's gambling, and it's also a desperation, I guess. Like people really want like a get rich quick thing. Like even if they say they don't, like they really, like it really tests you to see if you.
It tests you.
You do.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's emotions involved. You cannot be emotional about this stuff.
Yeah.
You have to really check yourself. It also helps to have something else going on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're all in crypto and you're all in, then every day you're up and down with the peaks and valleys, and that can wreck you, Brad.
Can't let something control your emotions.
You can't.
Yeah.
You can't. So I highly recommend to have some kind of hobby other than crypto if you're going to be in this game.
Because
you know, people are always like, man, Steve, you're always so optimistic. How come you're always so optimistic? Because I'm not just betting it all on crypto, bro.
Yeah.
Me and Nikki haven't even put in $30,000 into crypto. Not even close.
And that's over 5 years or 6-7 years.
Exactly. Yeah. Because you know what? I always tell her, if I can't prove it with a small amount, then it's not that good.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like if I can't take like, say, $5,000. Or say I'm taking I'm gonna do a new move and I'm like, hey, I'll take 5% of my stack and put it in this what I call play money move.
Yeah.
Well, if that doesn't turn into 7% or 10% of my stack, which means that it did so well against my other coins in the ratios that I did a good job moving into this coin,
mm-hmm.
then what the fuck did I do it for?
Right.
Right? So I'm proving it by letting it represent itself the in larger, my stack.
Yeah.
Gain a larger percent of the ratios in my stack.
Yeah.
So it's proving itself to me,
mm-hmm.
really, right? And then if it's not working out, I cut bait. Who gives a fuck, right?
Yeah.
Because it's 5% on your stack. So you cash out at 3%? Whatever. You're measuring risk. You're mm-hmm. not wrecking anything in your main stack because this is your play money stack.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and that's what, you know, I actually... You know, every time I do a play money move, I always tell the corners, I'm like, this is a play money move. And that always means 5% or less, right?
Mm-hmm.
okay, so in closing, you know, I hope that I'm not scaring anybody away from crypto. I just want to maybe be a better representative of the space insofar as I often talk about the benefits of it.
Yeah.
But I don't necessarily always talk about the darkness.
Mm-hmm.
And I am aware of both, and I am happy to bring up the darkness as well because it can help people stay unwrecked.
And it's some shit they don't tell you.
Some shit they don't tell
you. I don't think any, well, I mean, like, I don't watch a lot of crypto things, but anything that does come up, it's always about, like, what the next hot coin is or what the blah, 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 blah. But no one really talks about, you know, the security risks.
Yeah, and you know, and there's people who do, but it's good. It's never bad to hear it again, right? It's,
yeah.
And it's never bad to ask yourself actively, because if you've been in the space for a couple of years, it's always good to be on top of like what you've been doing to make sure that you're current.
Mm-hmm.
You're not just like, well, I was secure years ago,
right?
So you got to be current about this shit.
Totally,
be active. So yeah, that's very important. Please definitely do that. Please definitely check out Legend NOS, and. You know, when you're, a lot of people do this shit too, where they get their parents in and they get like a friend in and they're like managing their accounts and shit. And just be careful with that, dude, because when you're holding somebody else's shit and something happens, that's a oofy doofies.
Yeah.
Right. So, you know, and I'm just saying, just make sure that they're aware of the risks too.
Mm-hmm.
Just so, you know, if something happens fly by night, where you had a vulnerability that you maybe weren't aware of, and then your mom and dad are like, wait, what happened? They're not as like dumbstruck by it, right? So yeah, that's all. I hope there's nothing I missed. Tried to hit all my...
Yeah.
Yeah, tried to hit all of it, but there's always something. I mean, dude, this space is so dense.
Yeah, I think you hit the main ones.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have any questions about any of this stuff?
What is your seed phrase again?
Okay, that's all we have today.
Because I was just curious about it.
You'll never see it. You'll never see it.
I guess I gotta stay married to you.
Yep, thank you. Okay. That's how I keep her.
All right. Well, thank you for watching. Be sure to subscribe. Give us a nice rating on iTunes if you really love us. And I don't know, come back next week. I don't know. What do you want from me?
There's nothing else to say.
They want me to end it better.
You just nailed it.
Okay, I pretty much nailed that. Yeah. So, I love you. Bye.
Bye.